hours ago, the Department of Injustice announced that they were, well, reaching a settlement with the victims of Larry Nassar. Now, many of you guys know Larry Nassar is a predator, and, well, the FBI failed here. But before we highlight all of that, let's talk about the settlement. They settled for $138.7 million. And that's just not DOJ coughing up the cash. That's your money. Because the FBI failed these poor young women, that now you have to actually foot the bill. Well, listen, folks, I'm fired up about this for many reasons. Number one, these women deserve justice, real justice, not just this fake, oh, we'll give you $138 million and we'll call it even. That's not justice at all. Nassar right now is obviously sitting in prison, but he should have been put to death. We're talking about over 100 victims from that man. And yet for some reason, we're sitting here pretending like $138 million is calling it even. Let me remind you, folks, the FBI failed major in this one. The FBI failed to investigate the claims that these girls were making. And because of that, he was able to go out there and sexually assault other girls. It's an absolute disgusting story. And for some reason, we just can't seem to wrap. I mean, I can't seem to wrap my mind around this. The fact that we're going to sit here and call it even. Call it even. That's our money going to this. Our money. Who was charged with a crime for doing this? The FBI. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody was charged with the FBI. And just to highlight the craziness, there were also individuals who were actually allowed to retire early than expected what they wanted to do and get their benefits. There were also some who were fired. But the DOJ declined to file charges against those that refuse to go after this man, this predator. Now, just to remind our folks at home, Larry Nassar, he was somebody who worked over at the Michigan State University. He was a team doctor. He was, you know, based with the USA Gymnastics. He's now serving decades in prison for assaulting these athletes. And they tend to use assault, too, as describing what happened. But this is rape. We need to stop using all these indirect terms to describe what happened. This man was a predator. He should be executed. 100 girls, we're going to sit here and pretend like, oh, we'll just throw him in jail. Executed, that's what he should be. It's an absolute disgrace. And again, folks, there's no actual justice in this because, well, no one's being charged for ignoring what happened to these girls. They were fired, but they weren't actually prosecuted. And that's the big point here, right? They should be prosecuted. If you don't want to do your job, don't sign up to work for the FBI. If you want to be a coward, don't sign to work up in law enforcement. That's not who we need in the front lines of all of this. And just to also highlight it, folks, again, these girls came forward and they asked for help. And the FBI, instead of helping them, turned their backs on these girls and allowed this man to continue on. And we see this time and time again. The FBI is just a political leg of the Democratic Party now. They don't want to get involved in actual sexual assault cases. You know, I've spoken to members of the FBI who say normally this just gets kind of like tossed aside and handled to like child services, and they don't want to deal with it. It's an absolute disgrace, and there's really no fixes in any of this. We haven't heard of any actual reforms that are being made so that this stuff doesn't happen. 139 claims. I mean, understand that, folks. 139 claims. These poor girls had their lives destroyed by this man. And all they get is a small check that you and I are going to have to pay. And nobody's going to be held accountable for this. It's an absolute disgrace, but it just reminds us all, folks, the FBI is not doing the work that they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be protecting the American people. They have abandoned that oath, and they no longer want to partake in actually protecting you and I. Instead, they're looking to fluff up their domestic terrorism numbers and go after people like you and I because we believe in our country, we believe in our Constitution, and they don't like that. And so, sadly, sexual assault claims from all around the country that are being made to the FBI right now are probably getting tossed aside because it won't boost domestic terrorist numbers. And that's what they're looking to do. They're looking to go after the American people, not protect the American people. And this is just another point that we need to drive home. Now, it's interesting enough because FBI agents have been reaching out to me in regards to this specifically. And I posted it earlier today on X, and I want to drive home this point because Bobby Chacon, who's a former FBI agent, who was a former employee, tweeted specifically this to me. They, FBI headquarters and DOJ, allowed the head of the Indy FBI field office to retire after learning he was, you know, guns, pushing aside all these allegations in an attempt to get his post FBI dream job as their head of security. And again, a part of his thank you for helping to hamper the investigation, the FBI's LA office had to break the case. So ultimately, he was rewarded, is what Bobby Chacon's getting at, for doing this and to following this type of behavior. And again, this is nothing that's surprising. I mean, I hear about it all the time. I'm in chats with all these guys all the time. They talk about this stuff all the time. The FBI does not want to do their job. They want to sit here. They want to go after you and I. They don't want to do what their main obligation is to protect children. And it's just one of the many obligations from being sexually assaulted, raped in this country. And again, they don't give a damn. So now you and I have to cough up another $138 million because, well, the FBI didn't want to do their job. And we'll never really understand why that took place, why they decided not to go after Larry Nassar, because, well, they don't have to answer anyone. The intel community has zero accountability. They will never, 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 never have to answer to you and I. Even when you bring them up in front of Congress and you put their directors like Christopher Wray up in that hot seat, guess what? You'll get nothing because he doesn't care. He doesn't take any of them seriously. Tucker Carlson told you all over the weekend on Joe Rogan's show, they're all afraid of the intel community. They don't want them planning child pornography like they did to Cheryl Atkinson's husband on their devices. They don't want their weird sexual kinks to be aired out in front of the world. So our politicians will not ask the hard questions. Instead, they will continue to look the other way while our Department of Justice and FBI work against the will of the American people. Okay. We have some very exciting news. We have now a new sponsor of our show, and it's a product that I'm really excited about because I've been using it for a very long time. It's a service, I should say. It is mygotodoc.com. Now, the reason why I'm telling you all about this is because remember during the pandemic when you struggled to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or anything that would actually work against the virus? Well, this is the solution. Dr. Hyder, who we're going to have on our show later this week, is the man behind this incredible source. Now, I have ivermectin thanks to him, and that's something that we all should have in our homes. And his services are incredible because it's like a telehealth service. And then he's got a whole bunch of other services that you guys could indulge in. So the website, again, folks, is mygotodoc.com. And that's two, just T-O, just to be more specific for those who are listening. And then he's got all of these great options of services he provides. So he's got just regular services, COVID services. So that's you're dealing with like long-term COVID effects. He's got solutions for you there. He's also got supplements. He's got these essential medical kits, and which are critical for those of you who travel overseas. This is really something you got to take a look at because the antibiotics that he gives you in that is amazing, something that everyone should consider. He's also got a health coaching service that he does, weight loss program, and then he gives you some tips through his blog and things that he's looking into and stuff. So it's really, really important. Now, again, folks, I've got my ivermectin. I actually travel with ivermectin thanks to him, and I think it's really important that everyone does. There are so many of you at home, too, who might be dealing with these long-term effects of COVID, and this is a really important source. Now, just because you're listening today, you're going to get 10% off when you use promo code BREE. That's B-R-E, and includes all of his services and medications, too, from what I'm told. So that's a great plus in all of this. So again, that promo code is BREE, B-R-E, and you'll save 10% off for just saying that. And then again, folks, the vaccine exemption letter, he's got that, but he's also got these protocols for COVID long haul syndrome and those who are vaccine injured. So let's say your loved one, maybe they weren't listening to me during the pandemic and they got the jab. It's okay. A lot of us did. My family members did as well. They're suffering from some of the severe consequences of that. Well, this is a great resource for them. Just give him a call. Okay, if you want to head over to the website to look more into it, again, it's mygotodoc.com. And then there's also the phone number. It's 281-393-8266. That's 281-393-8266. And when you use promo code BREE, B-R-E, you're going to get 10% off of his services and his products. So I highly recommend you do so. We could all use some savings these days. So again, folks, we'll have Dr. Hyder on later this week to detail some of his incredible services over at mygotodoc.com. com. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.